Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
All right, we're back. Talking to Rob Angle with Infotrack.com. A very interesting little personal information management website. You got to check it out. Evil Steve just put the links up to both the website and their Facebook page. You can check it out at my Facebook page and Evil Steve's as well. So, Rob, let's continue on talking about this. At the moment, site's completely free, correct?
That is correct.
So you go to Infotrack.com. It's I-N-F-I. And it was interesting. One of the first things you said was kind of explaining how you got that name. Infinitely track everything, all your information. I-N-F-I-T-R-A-C.com. Infotrack.com. Sometimes my Canadian accent comes back in it. You sign in, you can sign in using Google, Facebook, Yahoo, or Twitter. You can manually sign in. There's three little fields, first name, last name, email address, and click the sign up for Infotrack, and then you're off and running.
Yep. And it is, like you said, completely free. And there are no plans to monetize the free version you see now. Long term, I'm thinking about possibly setting up organization-specific accounts. So a business possibly could have their own Infotrack, or even just recreational groups have their own Infotrack accounts. But again, that's a longer-term plan, but it is in the works. But the service that you see now is free, and I plan to keep it that way.
Well, and it could even now be used kind of as, although they're not necessarily discrete, but even now, a business could set up an Infotrack account, give permissions to share amongst those users, and have an organizational personal information manager with shared data of their
absolutely.
Own.
Yeah, because you can connect with any other user on there, and if you just subdivided it by the user group that works at your company, connect all the people together, then you'd be easily able to share information with amongst one another. Longer term, like an organizational specific account would provide some functionality so you can already see everybody in the company. Currently, you can only see specific people who you've either added as a share, or you can search for people in the public directory. And again, you can mark your own profile to be private so people can't find you if you don't want them to. Likewise, you can set all of your information to be private, so even if you do share some of it, you can mark certain things as private so nobody else can see them.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you talked about your future plans in terms of organizational stuff. Do you see having several versions, maybe retaining the free version and then just having maybe a couple of other levels that you do monetize?
I certainly do envision that somehow. I just haven't quite pinpointed the functionality that I would want to restrict to a payment program.
Right.
Because right now, it's kind of an amalgamation of a lot of different programs with some things that are sort of unique, but there's no one killer portion that I think I could justify charging for at this moment. And I think that since there are a limited amount of users currently, I don't want to start charging. Trying to turn people away too soon.
Right.
All sorts of things to consider.
Yeah, there are. Well, listen, I think you've got a great product. I think it has tremendous promise, and I don't mean that in that, at some point it's going to be really good. I mean, it's really good now. And I was really relieved because it's bothered me with, I've been in this business since the early 80s, and I've seen a lot of business software cycles and hardware cycles, you know, certain things become very hot and then they become very cold and then they, you know, replaced by something very hot and then they come back 10, 15 years later. And one of the things that's bothered me with sort of the development over the last several years is what I view is not many really top-notch personal information managers. That whole concept, you almost never hear anybody talk about a PIM anymore. You may have heard the ad while you were on hold for Chaos Software.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, one of the best PIMs, in my opinion. Their emphasis is not on cloud-based stuff, and it isn't free, although they do have free versions. But very high-quality software. Not the thing that gets me about what I see in the current marketplace is just not much thought towards really being efficient. You know, what does this software do to make that end user more efficient? You know, what are we able to do with what our software does to make them more capable of tracking a higher number of things more accurately in less time, retrieving data quicker.
All about mobile right now.
Well, yeah. Well,
if I launch the mobile app, it puts InfoTrack in the fingertips of the people wherever they are at any time. And historically, downloadable PIMs onto a desktop, you'd have to wait till you get home and hope you remembered things or
right.
put it down on a notepad. And
well,
I think one of the beauties of InfoTrack is the mobile app, and you could just plug something in there right away. It'll sync up with the server. Next time you get home on your computer, it'll be right there on the website.
Well, you know, hey, Rob, I don't know if you can tell or not, but excuse me, but Dr. Dave is a PIM junkie, and you've got him hooked, my friend. So you've done something right, I'm telling you. So I think the future looks bright for you.
Well, listen, And I don't know how you feel about this, Rob. You may disagree vehemently, but I just think that over the last several years, the development in software and hardware, for that matter, has primarily been entertainment driven. And, you know, we've just got ubiquitous entertainment. We've got duplicative entertainment. We've got, I mean, it's overwhelming. And I don't have a problem with that, really, but you know, I think the real benefit of technology is you know, making people's lives better in terms of their ability to utilize their time. I mean, that's like it says in that Chaos Software ad, lives just consist of time. That's it. Mm-hmm. And when you've got an application that actually, you know, you don't have to spend dozens of hours training for and training your organization dealing with weaknesses and incompatibility. Still, the Google Calendar and task thing just drives me absolutely berserk. How a company with their technical ability can't make that work better than it does just astonishes me. And a guy like you comes in the part-time and just absolutely smokes it. I love it. Well, Rob, listen, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining us to get onto Infotrack.com. It's just literally Infotrack.com, InfiTrac. And, really do appreciate it, Rob. Keep chugging and we'll keep, let's stay in touch, with, future developments, huh?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Dave.
You betcha, man. Have a great weekend. That's Rob Engel from Infotrack.com. I really do invite you to check things out there. At least give it a look. I mean, maybe it isn't your style. Something about it just doesn't fit for you. But, boy, I can guarantee you this, particularly at the price he's offering it. It smokes 90% of the cloud PIMs out there or things like Google.
Yeah, well, you know, he just has done it right. No, there's not a lot of frill to it. It just does the right thing, and that's it.
The right way. Well,
no,
and it's the right way.
You yes.
Know, a lot of times the most important thing is not just what you're doing. I mean, you can be doing the right thing, but if you're doing it all wrong, you know what I'm saying? You can be painting a wall the most brilliant colors and painting in the world.
I don't want to be right.
But if you got your ladder on the wrong wall, you got a problem. We'll be back. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up.
1 hour down and one more hour to go.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.